Welcome back to Newsy's Latest Headlines. I'm Johanna Grenaway here with some of the top stories we're tracking right now. Juneteenth is almost here, and now it's a federal holiday after President Biden signed legislation Thursday. The holiday commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. On June 19, 1865, enslaved black people in Texas learned they were free, even though the Emancipation Proclamation was issued 2.5 years earlier. President Biden and Vice President Harris say this is a celebration, but it's also a call to action.
We are gathered here in a house built by enslaved people. We are footsteps away from where President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And we are here to witness President Joe Biden establish Juneteenth as a national holiday. We have come far, and we have far to go. But today is a day of celebration. It is not only a day of pride, it is also a day for us to reaffirm and rededicate ourselves to action.
By making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come, but the distance we have to travel, Jim. Great nations don't ignore their most painful moments. We come to terms with the mistakes we made. And remembering those moments, we began to heal and grow stronger.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, in a ruling 7-2 on Thursday. The ruling came after the latest attempt by Republicans to kill the national health care law. The justices ruled that the GOP-led states trying to challenge the law did not have the legal right to bring the case. Tens of millions of Americans have health insurance because of the law, which has also survived two earlier challenges in the Supreme Court. And in other news, two of tennis's biggest stars are sitting out Wimbledon. Rafael Nadal and Naomi Osaka will not be at the oldest Grand Slam tennis tournament this year. On social media, Nadal, who is a two-time champion at the All England Club, said he's going to rest and recover after listening to his body. He will also be missing the Tokyo Olympics. Meanwhile, Osaka, who is a four-time Grand Slam champion, is taking some personal time with friends and family. Osaka's agent did say she will be ready for the Summer Games and is excited to play. Thanks for watching Newsy. We'll be back with more headlines soon, but stick around right here for other top stories coming your way.